Hey, you know what might help Apple sell more iPhones? Cheaper iPhones. From American Public Media, this is Marketplace Tech, demystifying the digital economy. I'm Molly Wood. Apple released its earnings yesterday afternoon, and although it met its lowered expectations, revenue from iPhones was down 15% over the same quarter last year, and the future trend is also down. For years, Apple's smartphone strategy has been to make premium devices with a premium price tag. $1,000 is basically the starting price for a new flagship iPhone. But those prices are hard to swallow in China and India, markets Apple is depending on to grow its global market share. And even here in the U.S., consumers just aren't upgrading their phones as much as they used to. Julie Osk is principal analyst at Forrester Research. I asked her if Apple can keep commanding such high prices.
They've relied on a very affluent base of consumers in the past that can afford to buy not only devices, but services and subscriptions within the ecosystem. And I think one of the things that's hard to tell, and I think one of the things they're not going to tell us, is it inhibiting their ability to attract new consumers into the ecosystem.
Yeah, it's interesting because it feels like it was a strategy based on sort of an old economic model of ongoing recovery where, you know, if you tie it to the broader economy, it was based on the idea that there'd be an economic recovery and wages would continue to go up and there'd be lots of consumer spending. And we're kind of not seeing that.
Yeah, so we're not seeing that. And I think if you look at the opportunities for growth, it's either get the same people to upgrade faster or it's attract new consumers into your market. And you look at who those new consumers are, and they're simply not as affluent or as wealthy as the existing base. They're either young or they're living in, you know, markets where there's lower wages overall. I think the trouble with these large consumer electronics companies is the smartphone came along at this time, and it's been like an amazing, amazing 10 to 15 year ride at this point. But there isn't like another it device that's coming after it that's going to make up for the revenue with the slower replacement cycles and the slower uptake from consumers in the market today.
So what do you think comes next? I mean, some manufacturers are sort of bucking this trend. OnePlus is going with a cheaper phone. Is that overly simplistic as an answer, or would cheaper phones help sell more phones?
If I were a smartphone manufacturer, I would test the market with less expensive devices. And Molly, I say that based on someone who studies consumer behavior. The devices that are selling now in the market for $1,000, $1,100, $1,200 are amazing for photography and playing video games and watching TV. And when we see 5G come out, it's going to be awesome. That said, the vast majority of the activity that consumers are doing on these phones is still around communication, instant messaging, texting my friends, triaging email for work, and I don't need the latest, greatest device to do that. And so I think it is reasonable to expect that consumers will say, hey, how do I really use this device, and do I really need something that costs $1,000 to $1,200 to triage my email?
Julie Osk is principal analyst at Forrester Research. According to The Motley Fool, Apple shipments were down 10% in China in the third quarter of last year and down 50% in India over 2018. And now for some related links. We talk a lot about the Chinese market, but India is huge for smartphone makers. Shipments almost doubled between 2014 and 2018 to 150 million phones, according to analysts. And a ZDNet report out of New Delhi says that for a few years, Apple was selling its older models in India for low prices, which wasn't that thrilling because we're talking about the iPhone 5C here, people. But then Apple started pushing more expensive phones, sometimes even selling models for more than they were selling for in the US. That didn't fly either, and it happened just as Chinese manufacturers like Xiaomi and OnePlus came into India with super cool tricked out smartphones that were half the price of the iPhone. So you could have a hecka old iPhone for the same price as a brand new flagship smartphone from OnePlus. Easy choice. The OnePlus 6 was released in India in 2018. ZDNet says it sold a million units in 22 days. For comparison, Apple sold 1.7 million units in India in all of 2018 combined. And on a completely different note, I totally missed that earlier this month, the Department of Defense released a document about a $22 million program by the Defense Intelligence Agency that was researching warp drives, invisibility cloaks, wormholes, stargates, and alien tracking. I mean, say what you want about government spending, but this is how we got the internet. Also, apparently, according to an old blog post I found about secret military projects, the CIA once tried putting listening devices on house cats. Not every idea is a hit, you guys, but I'm holding out hope for the wormholes. I'm Molly Wood, and that's Marketplace Tech. This is APM. Caroline in Brooklyn, New York, wrote to tell us she's a longtime fan of Marketplace Tech and appreciates the content and the mission. Thanks, Caroline. To join her in keeping Marketplace Tech going strong, donate online today at marketplace.org. And thanks to Caroline and all the Marketplace investors who make our work possible.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.